Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Everyone is talking about how technology will change everything by 2030. But my daily work actually sits at the intersection of three fields simultaneously: AI, semiconductors, and circular economy. And that gives me a more complicated relationship with that kind of statement. Because on one hand, I am running a debate engine across four AI models, and on the other, I am dealing with utility bills for a metal recycling production line. So when I look at 2030, I am not starting from technological potential. I am starting from constraints. Let me offer one concrete judgment. A lot of people see circular economy as idealism, as an ESG label. But to me, climate resilience isn't a slogan, it's a cost structure. When electricity, water, and chemical costs are all trending upward, the efficiency of resource reallocation directly determines your competitive position. This is especially visible in semiconductors. If you can improve recycling efficiency by 5%, the impact on your margins far exceeds cutting 1% of your headcount. As for AGI, I think what's more likely by 2030 is a deepening within specialized domains, not a broad breakthrough. And with quantum computing, the threats will arrive before the applications do. My most honest position is this: I don't know what the future holds, and neither does anyone else. So I am not betting on precise predictions. I am choosing instead to build resilience, the kind that lets you survive across multiple scenarios. True foresight means understanding which variables you can actually influence, and then concentrating your resources there.